Amon, and this is Food for Thought. Welcome back, people. RJ.
What's going on, brother?
Ain't shit. Same shit, different toilet.
It's been a while since we last had a little food for thought for somebody.
This nigga don't know nothing about no food for thought, boy.
I had one guest appearance.
They don't know nothing about no fucking food for thought. What do you think
this is?
What?
This is my second guest appearance, and I'm already part of the podcast.
How things, man?
Things are pretty great, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. DamnMacarons.com. A lot of people get macarons and macaroons confused, but we got the macarons going on here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Inside of Westgate Mall. So if you've never had a macaron, not to be confused with a macaroon, which is the chip with coconut mousse on it and shredded pieces of chocolate on the top, that is not a macaron. That's a macaroon. The macaron
this
is
nigga
the sandwich
is a fucking a macologist on it. That's not a macaron. That's a macaroon, okay?
That's a big difference.
Based on the circumference, you will see that.
You got the sandwich cookie.
Word. How life been treating you, man?
You know, life gonna always life. It's just a matter of how we gonna take it. But I would say so far, we passing life with a good A-.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm probably doing like a C+ right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I'm grinding, though. You know?
Hey, when them tests come, them tests hit. Some hit harder than others. The lesson be different every time, you know, especially as a real black man out here, you know what I'm saying? Handling on your own 10.
Unfortunately, life is tougher in this country as one of the blacks. I'm tripping.
My boy literally just spilt the water all over the soundboard.
Chill out, bro. I'm tripping.
Brand new board.
It's about to be the old board in a minute.
Move the bottle of water, bro, before you hit it again.
All right, you right. Trying to get back to the music, man.
You know the people been waiting.
I mean, I'm not working on recording anything right now. I'm managing an artist. Name is JQ Baby, you know what I'm saying? He got some shit.
Okay.
Got
would it be
shit.
Possible to hear some of that while we're here today?
Or
everything
let's see.
G14 classified.
Let's see what we got. This is probably going to be the first single. I'll pay a snippet.
When can we expect some visuals?
It's coming, man. You know, we're working on everything. You know, everything is a process, so...
Master producer, master engineer, master writer.
This nigga trying to gas me up right now.
Master artist.
Yeah. I get busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm good at a few things. All right, let's check this designer hose out.
And this is JQ Baby.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Designer hoes.
Can't even say who the fuck looking better. Bitch in the dress or the hoe in the sweater. She hot as a bitch, but I'm not finna sweat.
Designer hoes.
No fashion over there, Gucci and Louis. Dripping in diamonds and sweaters, her coochie. That hoe got some money and no gotta prove it. Got her own bag, only like them go getters. Bougie and she bad, don't let these niggas smoke with her. She said she only fuck with me. Am I worth it? Cause I'm stuck inside the street.
What you think about that, man?
I like that. That sounds like a good summer anthem, low key.
Oh God!
I can see the bad ones popping out of that one now.
We're gonna do a little something, man. You know, we're gonna do a little something. It's gonna be a movie, as they say.
But I hear that's the saying nowadays.
Yeah, it's gonna be a movie. We're working on. We're actually gonna do a concert though.
Okay.
Another TPO. I don't know if anybody's seen it. You know, if you go on YouTube and you type in the privileged ones, type that in on YouTube, should be one of the first things that pop up. You know, but it's, yeah.
Talk to me about that TPO stuff.
I mean, TPO is it stands for the privileged ones. I was talking to special woman in my life one time, and she was talking about her little cousin who drove a Range Rover to school, Mercedes, something luxury,
yeah.
Expensive, you know, for a fucking high school kid, you know, but drives that to school or whatever. And she was talking about how they was privileged because they had those things. And I thought about it for a second, and I was like, nah. I mean, the privileged ones are really the people who had nothing. You know what I'm saying? Who started from nothing, who made something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Who built something from rubble, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what the privileged ones represent. People who, you know, out here doing what they can, you know what I'm saying? So they can do what they want, you know?
That's so, some boss stuff right there.
Oh, yeah, on God. It's all about independence, financial, mental, spiritual, like being able to be free. Got to be everybody's goal in life, bro.
And that's what I meant when I said, what's life been like out here for a real black man?
Yeah, you got the things that we got to focus on as a people, as individuals, is, you know, getting your shit together. Like,
and keeping it together.
Yeah. That's the kicker.
One wrong move and it's all gone.
Most of the time, you know. And, you know, I'm learning to plan a little bit more too, you know. Another thing I learned in these last couple of years. I've been through a lot in the last couple of years in the time that I've been away from this platform.
I can feel that.
I've lived a lot, learned a lot, failed a lot, you know. But I learned from all of it. That's the most important part.
Absolutely.
You know, like the failures, the successes, everything is always being, like, because I'm a smart person. You know, if I'm being honest, I mean, maybe somebody might think I'm stupid, you know.
But
if I evaluate myself, I would say that I'm at least smart, you know. But the reason that I learn a lot is because I'm always willing to learn. I'm never sitting there like, hey, I know already, so don't tell me nothing. You know, like,
the man who knows that he knows nothing knows everything.
Come on now. I don't know shit. On God, I don't.
If you're willing to always learn, you'll always be succeeding.
This nigga over here talking like Confucius and shit. Boy, who you think you is, boy?
You know what I'm saying? When you start reading books and the author's name is Napoleon, you know what I'm saying? You learning some shit. I was actually reading a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Bro, the book's so powerful, bro. I probably read the first four chapters, like, ooh, I need to put this down. Like, it's teaching you some stuff. And
what's
it's
called
so
again?
Think and Grow Rich.
You got a physical copy?
Absolutely.
Would you let me read it after you get done reading it?
Bro, I'll give it to you right now.
All right, I'll take it.
You know what? For the good people, I'm going to one-up it. I'm going to get you your own copy.
This nigga got money, man. This my rich homeboy, y'all boy.
I'm going to buy you the paperback, though. That hardcover expensive as a bitch. That shit was like $44.
Nigga say he going to get me the paperback. Damn, I had a paperback homeboy. Well, for real. I appreciate that, though.
Absolutely, man. We need to start a book club out this month.
For sure. I got to get back to reading, man. I used to be the kid in the closet. Like, I would stay up late, not to watch cartoons or not to watch.
And we're trying to catch the next chapter.
The fucking closet light. I'll turn that bitch on and crack the door just enough so I can see my
boy,
book.
Boy, the bitch set a mood.
Oh, God, no.
The light was flickering as I turned it on.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That boy didn't have a light switch. He had to draw. You had to pull the string and click on.
Oh, God, nigga. That's the funny part. You're not capping, bro. I had to clink.
Peek the door open to make sure my brother wasn't still awake.
Fuck no. Because the boys are always coming in and fuss at me for having the fucking light on, because I'd be up to fucking 3 in the morning and I sleepy the next morning trying to get ready for school because I've been up to 3 reading, nigga. Like, that used to be me, bro.
That's good, though. No, reading is definitely the key. They always say if you want to keep something hidden from black people, put it in the book.
I'm thankful for my father, man. Like,
shout out my moms.
Like, he was tough. Like, he was a no-nonsense type of guy, unless it was his nonsense. You know
a real black man.
And right,
James,
a early 20s. On God, nigga. Think nigga ain't gonna hit your ass with a 2-piece special. No biscuit either, nigga. But he taught me a lot, you know what I'm saying? And he really instilled a need to, like, work and grind and a need for knowledge. Like, he, like I come in the house, that nigga just be watching the military channel. Nigga, like, like, nigga, why are you watching this shit? But, like, I sit there and I be like, damn, hold up. Now.
It's doing interesting.
Now, Hitler did what? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I appreciate him. And then my ma, like, early on, like, I was, when I was in, like, I want to say first grade. I think when I was in third grade, they wanted to skip me to the fifth grade.
Damn.
But I didn't want to do it. So my mama was going to make me do it. She was already like, friends. Yeah, we doing that. No, it wasn't about leaving friends. It was about, I thought that I was going to get picked on for being the third grader in fifth grade.
For sure.
You know, and my mama, I was really like scared to tell her that, you know what I'm saying? But my daddy, I went to visit my daddy the weekend before it was supposed to happen. And I was like, Pop, I don't want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not like that, obviously.
For sure. I was in the third grade cousin, even better.
I wasn't even using that type of language. But he was like, all right, then, if you don't want to do it, we ain't doing it. And him and my mom got into it. But at the end of the day, I ended up not doing it. And so there was a teacher, that the one that was trying to get me to skip, that was like, well, if you're not going to move him, at least consider taking him to the school. It's called St. Andrew's School of Math and Science. We was Pebbles. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I talked about this before.
Yeah, but, yeah. That was your mascot.
Yeah, Pebbles. And I ended up going up there, taking a little test, got in, you know. And that probably transformed my life, bro. Because, like, in our schools, they don't teach you shit, bro. They teach you the bare minimum, like enough to say no child left behind. You know it.
Yep.
You know that like shit like that ruined our people, bro. Our school systems we ain't never had. Like when you go to these neighborhoods, they got everything. They got a hospital. Mm-hmm. They got a grocery store.
A good grocery store.
They got banks. You know what I'm saying? They got all of the important shit right in their community. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You come out to ours, we got a grocery store and a Dollar General, nigga. Like, that's it.
You're right.
You know, school's barely teaching you a curriculum that's going to give you enough knowledge to just be stupid in this world. You know?
Both my parents are in the school system, so I'm thankful that they gave me the work ethic, but also had the knowledge to better explain stuff to me.
Right.
But this is 23, I want to say about 2019, South Carolina was like 48th out of 50 for education. So what does that tell you?
I mean, we still somewhere around the bottom still now. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
We're in the bottom half at the very least.
And a lot of different areas is that. I tell you what though, the housing market out here is booming. We the last to catch wave of these cities, and now they're trying to turn it into a city out this mud.
Yeah, it's a country ass. It's like state. Like even our city's still country and shit. Like if you go to Greenville, it's still just a small little quaint city. It's not like it ain't. You know, it's a bunch of little small little bars and restaurants and candy stores and shit. But they ain't really like no.
Oh yeah, they're still back home out here.
Yeah, no, you know. So I think I'm gonna eventually move to a bigger city. I started so much here, bro. I moved here in 2017, bro, and like we've been here for 2 years in the studio. Like,
yeah.
I started things here that like so many times in my life, bro. I got to this part of it, the friction, and then I just be like, nah, this shit too hard. I'm gonna start over and do something else. That's why I never got to where I wanted to go at, and on top of that, I'd split my attention on everything because I always been so good at a lot of things. But I always, it's that jack of all trades, master of none shit. Yep. You know, you can be really good at a lot of different things, but if you're trying to do all of them at the same time, you're always just gonna be kind of subpar. Like the actual output, you know what I'm saying? Not the ability,
for sure.
Like the ability is there, but maximizing that shit come with picking one. You know,
for
like,
sure. And that's honestly kind of what happened with Food for Thought. You went so hard with the music. Now you're going so hard with the production. of another artist.
Yeah, and I was doing the Green Room podcast.
Another podcast. This man don't sit down.
So it was like, it really was getting to that point where I was trying to do everything at once.
And by yourself.
That shit was, I wouldn't say it was ever completely by myself, but I always did a large portion of it. It was never by myself. I always had help.
For sure.
You know, but I definitely, I'm the type of person where, like, I don't want to ask you twice to do this, to do something for me. So if I ask you once and you don't do it, then I'm going to just do it myself. You know, because I don't feel, because I'm not the type of person that want to feel like I'm burdening somebody.
For sure.
I'm really just, like, I'll take whatever help you have to offer, you know what I'm saying? But I don't ever want you to feel like I'm inconveniencing you for you to help me.
Because
people always resent you after that. Like, they'll inconvenience themselves to help you, but they didn't tell you that. They just did it, and then I feel like you owe them forever for that inconvenience. And it's like, you could have just told me no, bro. I would have been all right. You know,
transitioning.
Talk to me.
The power of saying no. Mm. I didn't get that until about a couple of months ago.
It's transformative, man. Like, it's crazy, bro. I was at work the other day, bro, and I was sitting off to the side. Anyways, it's this old black nigga that worked there, and I was just sitting there. I was waiting on a nigga to bring a damaged microwave out front so I can do the little damage report on the shit. Mm-hmm. And so I was just standing over there, and I had my eyes closed. I was praying, bro. You know what I'm saying? When I opened my eyes, buddy was on his lift driving straight towards me, nigga. Like, you know how that shit was on Get Out, when the black nigga was running straight towards buddy and then he hit the left at the camera. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, that's how buddy was coming towards me, right? And then he stopped probably about 10 feet short, got off his lift and walked up to me and was like, what you be doing when you be over here by yourself? You know what I'm saying? Just off here, off, you know, talking to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, I was like, I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, this is weird, you know? And then he's like, oh, okay. You got a big blessing in you, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then he started to get back on his lift. And I was like, I mean, I be praying, you know, talking to myself, you know, shit like that. And he was like, yeah, I know. I can see it, like you got God's blessings all in you, bro. Like, and you got a lot of big shit ahead of you. You just gotta reach for it. Mm. Like, the sky is the limit for you, you know. And he's like, I was just talking to my church sister, and she like, I always see you standing off, just, you know, talking to yourself. Like, that's good. Do that for yourself. And then he started talking about saying no. He started talking about how his whole life he had always been the type of person that couldn't say no to people. Mm. And now that he's getting older and he's finally being able to stand up and say no, it's the end of the world for so many people because they ain't used to him saying no, you know? But that shit, you set a boundary.
For sure.
Like, this is where the lines are. Like, I'll do anything for you up until a point. And right. This is that point. You know what I'm saying? And we all gotta, that's what no is about.
And stand on that. When that point get crossed, you gotta mean that shit.
Yeah, for sure. Because if you don't, a motherfucker gonna forever feel like they're gonna be able to play with you like that.
For sure. Also, and if you ain't never had an old black person come up and start talking to you like that, that's how you know you got the blessing on you. When an old black person come up on you.
You wanna know the crazy shit, bro? The crazy shit is the next day, bro was like just parked at the end of the aisle and we talked a little bit. We probably still didn't talk for like 30 minutes, bro. And then buddy ain't been back to work since.
Man, you better go check on buddy.
I don't know how to check on bro.
Listen, bro. Three random folks at work, they be like, you know, such and such died. Like, bro, I just seen them Tuesday, bro.
I'm just saying, even if he did die, it's like he came there, had them two, like.
What if you go look for him? They be like, yeah, we don't have a James Harold in the system.
Bro, oh God. Listen, bro, I'll lose it, bro.
Like, buddy been real life talking to angels out here.
Oh, God, this nigga just like, that nigga came, bro. We had them conversations. He was there for like 2 weeks, bro.
That was it.
His first day I talked to him, he was supposed to be my trainee, bro. Mm. But I got promoted to the other position.
For sure.
So they ended up giving him to the other nigga.
Yep.
So he was supposed to train with me too, on top of that, bro. So yeah. I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro?
My boy probably would have gave you a lot of wisdom in a short amount of time.
On God, bro. On God, bro. But, you know.
That's what's up, bro.
Power know, man. Gotta know when to say it.
Definitely. Got a question for you.
Okay. I might have an answer.
I heard you was a Heat fan.
Am I a Heat fan? Come on, baby. We get busy, nigga. You saw us tie that thing up last night. Did you not?
I didn't.
Oh, you was about to talk shit.
Hell no. Because
he didn't know we tied it up last night.
I absolutely wasn't. I am a football player. I don't get involved in the basketball.
El basketball.
So what y'all, what? 1-1, 2-2?
1-1.
Okay.
And they was undefeated on their court in the playoffs. This is the first home loss in the playoffs at all for the Nuggets. We beat them in Denver.
Okay.
Next two in Miami.
Jimmy Buckets dropping buckets.
And guess what? We are undefeated at home during the playoffs. So, you know, we going to see.
But I was undefeated when LeBron was there.
No, this season.
Oh, okay.
This season, we're undefeated in the playoffs right now at this moment, bro. Fuck LeBron. What the fuck are you talking about? Brown, cool. I fuck with Brown, but he moved down my list from this season because
he's old as fuck.
No, it became about stats and records, and like literally, like you can watch it. Like that game against the Thunder that they lost, you know what I'm saying? He scored 38,838 points.
The record, right?
Right? That was the record. And then he scored an extra point.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually went to 339.
He checked out.
Right? He still played a couple moments, but he literally stopped trying to score, bro. And they lost that game. And then right after the game went off, a fucking Nike commercial comes on, got the gospel music playing in the background, showing all his highlights, and at the end, 38,838 points.
Bro, you remember that number.
Even though I do, because it's all 38s.
Oh, my boy about to tell me the significance of these numbers.
I could get into it, but you know, I ain't trying to go too deep right now. But there's always significance in numbers. Numbers are, you know, even this computer right here that we're recording this on, all of this is just fucking zeros and ones, bro. Everything, every process that's happening is zeros and ones.
That boy got his degree in information binary
code,
systems.
Right? It's just binary code.
That's the what bro who was just talking about being gifted in math and science.
Chill out, bro. Chill out. Anyway.
Marshall used to work for Apple.
But this commercial comes on, ESPN comes on after that, and they lost, nigga. And the only thing they talking about is
him scoring.
He scored.
Points.
He beat the fight. And I'm watching it. It's like what Nike did with Michael Jordan. Like that's why Michael Jordan is this huge. Like they put on. I want to be like Mike. Like how you not gonna think he the GOAT, nigga? Like he had the hoop earring in, nigga, hooping on niggas for nothing. You know. So I feel like LeBron is the best individual player, like the best,
yeah, but all around.
But Michael Jordan is the GOAT, bro.
I ain't gonna get into it with you about no basketball GOAT talk.
Yeah, no, you don't got to. But since you brought up the Heat and LeBron, I just want to let niggas know LeBron. Yeah, but Heat. I think we can beat them, bro.
I hope so. I want Jimmy Buckets to get it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He a hooper.
Listen,
he a hooper, nigga. Like
I saw an interview. But he was like, "Hey Jimmy, so what's up with playoff Jimmy?" He was like, "Bro, these folks gave me this name." He said, "I just be out there hooping, bro. Like literally, it looked like a nigga just came off from the fence there."
That nigga, if you saw, bro, you would be like, "Bro, kind of tall, but he can't be no NBA player,
bro.
That nigga probably security or something." But no, he hoop, bro. He plays so hard. That's
what I'm saying.
Not better than them niggas. He's just playing harder than them, bro.
My boy is literally channeling his inner youth when he be playing ball.
That's why I'm a Miami Heat fan, because that whole culture aligns with who I am as a person so much. Like, we got, like, undrafted players starting on our team right now, bro. Like,
yeah, he's definitely the only player I know on y'all
G
team.
League players, and like that's what we got. Undersized, like all the players, like Kevin Love, the nigga they said, oh, he's washed up, like.
Bro, Kevin Love play for the Heat.
Hooping, nigga. like that nigga be throwing outlets, bro. And that shit be looking like Tom Brady throwing a touchdown, bro. Like I can show you a highlight of real of Kevin Love outlet passes, bro. Like, it's that good, bro.
For sure.
Like, full court, nigga. On a like, bro, who are you, nigga? Like, and that's what our team is. That's what our culture is. Like, and that's why I fuck with the Heat.
Hey, that's a respectable team.
Yeah, it's coaches. It ain't about the frills and the biggest names. It's in Miami. It's one of the best cities in the world, you know what I'm saying? But the actual team ain't about none of that shit. It's about coming here, playing hard. I don't care if you're the best player or the worst player, we all are just as important to this team. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with that.
You're only as strong as the weakest link.
On God.
As long as everybody willing to contribute what they need to contribute, what they're supposed to contribute, you'll never fail.
Yeah. Yeah.